Hey, America, welcome to the podcast. You're part of the deplorable majority. I'm your ordinary average host, Scott Hall, and I want to thank you for listening. Appreciate you joining us today. Boy, what a first 15 days it's been for the Biden administration. My goodness, he has been operating at his own warp speed in terms of these executive orders that he's churning out. I mean, he's really burning the midnight oil, and he's like a rat on crack in his basement, just cranking out these things one after the other. That auto pen is certainly getting its workout. You know, one of the things that Biden said as candidate Biden was that he wasn't going to rule by executive fiat. And that's not coming to pass. The truth of the matter is, in my humble opinion, I think that these executive orders are, I think he has no idea what he's even signing for the most part. I think these, because if you look at them, if you break them down and look at them individually, a lot of them are hard left ideological, radical agenda topics that they're trying to push. They've been talking about this for years. In a sense, it's a continuation of the Obama presidency. You know, Obama started us down this road of fundamentally changing America, getting away from its founding, getting away from the Constitution. And, you know, he had 8 years to do that, and he did a lot of damage. And then Trump came into the picture and sort of pushed back the tide to a great degree. Had it not been for President Trump, I think we'd be, the complexion of America would be completely different at this point. You know, it's some of this stuff, you look at it and you scratch your head. You're like, man, where does this stuff come from? How does anybody with any common sense or any sense of reality come up with these things? And, you know, we're gonna go through a couple of them here, and I just want to talk about some of the top ones here that I think are most impactful or have been most impactful so far with regards to these executive orders. It's just, you know, it can be disheartening. It really can. But I think that at the end of the day, we can hold our heads high and know that we'll get through this, and we will persevere no matter what the outcome is. And, you know, so let's go down the list here. I think there were some, I want to say maybe 30 or so of these orders thus far, record-breaking amount of executive orders for any president in the same time period, the time frame from inauguration to today's point. And one of the most striking was the revoking the permits for the XL pipeline and really putting a halt on the work that President Trump did in terms of making us energy independent. You know, some of these things, it sets us back to a period where when we're dependent on other people's oil, it makes prices a lot higher at the gas pump for you and me. But one of the most stunning things was that this really ended the jobs for close to 11,000 people. And, you know, these people have to worry about where their next meal's coming from, are they going to be able to keep a roof over their head, how are they going to, you know, pay for the day-to-day luxury or items that they need to live, where their next job's going to come from. But don't worry, John Kerry has that all figured out, because apparently these union pipeline or oil worker type jobs are not worthy of people, right? He thinks that individuals should be in different jobs. It's okay, but these jobs aren't for you. We're gonna, because that's not what we think. I mean, who are these people to tell us what job is right or wrong for us? You know, we're given that opportunity to pick our own paths in life. That's what we're guaranteed under the Constitution. And these people don't like the Constitution. No, they don't like the Constitution at all, because freedom is bad news for the left and the progressives. They don't want that. It stands in direct opposition to their agenda. Here's another one. So we rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, right? One of the byproducts of being energy independent was the fact that it allowed America to lower its carbon footprint, lower than most any other country on the planet. But now we're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. It's going to drive up prices. We're going to have to pay for other people's mess. China, for example, they have one of the they're one of the most heavily polluting countries in the world. And here we go. You know, we're right back in the mix of that. One of the other ones here that basically ended the 1776 Commission. That was President Trump's initiative to reestablish actual history and how it's being taught. His answer to the efforts of the left to basically rewrite history in the sense that we're born of slave states. Here's a good one: require masks, distancing on all federal property and federal workers. So it's a mask mandate. They halted construction of the border wall, even though there's a number of a lot of the materials for the wall are already there in place or on the ground. They basically went in, told them to shut off the machinery and walk away. They want to combat discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. You know, it's first of all, I don't know anybody who's discriminating against somebody else because of what they believe they are or what they think they are. My philosophy there is, hey, you do you. The Constitution guarantees you that. If that's what your idea of the pursuit of happiness is, then go for it. I'm not here to judge. There's only one judge, and that's God. And God will judge you accordingly based on his mandates. Here's another one here. They've ended the harsh and extreme immigration enforcement. Heaven forbid we actually follow the laws of the land and prevent people from entering the country that shouldn't be here. Obviously, we do want people to come live in our country. We want them to do it legally. We want them to be good people, not terrorists, not gang members, not murderers. We've all heard the stories of those folks coming in and doing their acts of their ill-intended acts. Another one here, and it's the lift of certain restrictions on abortion funding. Basically, this allows for funding of abortions in other countries. So now your tax dollars are going to be going to other countries to fund abortion. Now, my vision of this show is the intersectionality of Christianity and politics, because I think the two are intertwined. We are a nation of laws given to us by God. We are a country founded on Judeo-Christian values, and our laws reflect that particular viewpoint. And again, I'm not one to judge people. And if you decide to have an abortion, well, that's your choice, obviously. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to, or I shouldn't have to fund it. And now you've got Joe Biden coming along saying, okay, well, you know, your tax dollars are going to go towards funding abortions. And these abortions are not in the first trimester, but these are like late term abortions. I mean, pretty much to the minute of a baby being born. Scary stuff. It's really, you know, I don't get some of this stuff. I really have a hard time wrapping my head around the idea of some of these things. And it's, I spent a lot of time thinking about it and praying about it. And I just don't understand a lot of the left's ideology and where they're coming from. We talked a bit about cancel culture last week on the show and the effects of that. And you know, I honestly think that if we don't, you know, the time to act is for us to act is now and get involved, whether that's at the city or town level with the city councils, at the state level with the state legislatures. Our voices need to be heard. We need to speak up now. I mean, this mindset of, we'll get them next time. They won this election. We'll get them next time. Been doing that for over 100 years, and it's gotten us nowhere. It's gotten us to the point where we're about to be wiped out as conservatives, and even Christians for that matter. I mean, the persecution's already started. They're calling for cleansing of our ideology, sending our kids to re-education camps, turning our businesses and corporate America against us to the point where if you want to go in and open a bank account at a particular bank, they may inquire as to your political affiliation. And if that affiliation is anything other than left-leaning or Democrat or socialist in nature, then they can potentially deny you service at that bank. That's crazy. This is America. This is not Russia. This is not China. But we're vastly becoming Russia and China very quickly. And if we don't act, if we don't speak up, we don't get off of our butts and get going and doing something to counter this, then we have nobody to blame but ourselves. And we can be heard. There's 75 million of us, if not more. I can't imagine that there's some Democrats out there that voted for Joe Biden that are looking at some of the stuff that he's doing, and they're having buyer's remorse at this point. It's kind of crazy, you know? But reality has to set in. Common sense has to set in. And we have to say, are we going to live as a constitutional republic, or are we going to become Red America? An America that we don't even recognize. In many ways, it's unrecognizable to this point. And it's, I think that if you look at it from a Christian perspective and you think, well, why is all this happening? Why is God letting this happen? God puts us through things and presents us with trials and challenges to move us. He doesn't want us to be complacent. He wants us to do his work. And if we're not doing that, if we're not upholding our end of the bargain, then we have nobody to blame but ourselves. We really don't. And it's disheartening. You know, I just watched a movie about the World Trade Center. And as difficult as it is for me to watch those types of films because I get very emotional about them, one thing stood out, and that was at the end, and I recall this at the time that the 9/11 happened back in 2001. I recall the days following that, how the human spirit and the humanity was lifted out of us and brought out of us, and we were much kinder to one another, and we were one unified country. and how quickly things change and how quickly we forget where we are and who we are. We're a very divided nation. I don't think that we're lost. I don't think that the country is a lost cause at this point. But if we don't act and if we don't let our voices be heard, then it is going to be. And you know, it breaks my heart when I stop and think about it. And it should really break each and every one of your hearts. If you love this country, if you love the idea and the basis of on which it was founded, if you love the Lord and you are tired of living in this divided, hateful, rhetoric-filled time, then, you know, it's going to take us getting on our knees and praying, getting on our feet and letting our voices be heard and be known. I run out of things to say because I just, you know, you have to scratch your head because it just, a lot of this just doesn't make any sense. And, but we'll get through it. We, you know, like I said before, I want this to be a very positive experience. I want this podcast to be uplifting. I want it to be inspiring, to know that we still live in the greatest country in the world, a country that is blessed by God, that has been given to us by God, but can be easily taken away if we don't act as the proper caretakers for this country. Folks, I believe next Friday I'm going to have a guest on the show, and I will post more details about that on the Facebook site. I will include links in the show materials, in the show notes, to all the different websites pertaining to the podcast. Please visit them. Please go out to your favorite podcast platform and subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And please provide feedback. I would really love some feedback. And if you have questions, concerns, comments, be them good or bad, you know, I can take it. That's the only way I'm going to get better at this podcasting business. But like I said before, I'm just a guy with a microphone and a patriotic heart and a God-loving heart, and I just want that to come through most of all. And if I can reach one person, great. If I can reach 100 people, even better. It's not about the numbers. It's about the purpose. And with that, I do want to thank everybody for listening. I want to remind you to continue to roll with those changes. Just let everybody know we're going to see you next week. Thank you for joining. Have a good one. God bless.